email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We do like a good story, or a good news story on the show here. Santa Sabina Dominican College in Sutton, North Dublin, celebrating today as they are the first school in the world to be recognised with a Gold Award for Empathy. Teacher Alex Murphy joins me now on the line from Santa Sabina Dominican College. Hello, Alex, and congratulations.
Hi there, Ray. Thank you so much. We're delighted. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, this caught my attention over the weekend because it's a good news story and it's good that you're doing it. Tell us about the award and who organised the competition.
Yeah, so the award is organised by a charity called Narrative 4. They're based in Limerick, but they have offices around the world where they essentially promote the skill of empathy through storytelling for young people. So the basic concept is that students would be paired up, they would tell one another a story, and then would retell the story of the other person to the group in the first person. So, for example, if I was telling your story, Ray, I'd say, hi, my name is Ray, and this is my story about whatever it might be. And we move up through the criteria then over the last couple of years. So it starts with a bronze award, then goes to a silver award, and lastly, we got the gold last week, so we're absolutely delighted.
Congratulations again. So I was watching a news report on one of the American schools who do this. So if you and I were doing it, we would go into a room on our own. I would tell you some intimate detail, not intimate, but I might tell you about something, you know, a loss of a family member or something like that. You tell me a similar story, and then we go back into the group and I have to tell your story as if it happened to me. That's it.
This is it. Yeah, this is it, exactly. So really, Ray, what it is it's an exercise in trying to get the students and young people to just put themselves in another person's shoes. That's the biggest thing with it. And what we've tried to do in our school and what's promoted a lot through Narrative 4 is to use the neighbour rule when stories are being told. So this rule would mean that when students are telling their stories, that they tell a story, they'd be comfortable with a neighbour that they don't know, knowing about them. So not necessarily their neighbour that's their cousin or their auntie or whatever it might be, but a neighbour that doesn't know them. So that way then it doesn't turn into necessarily therapy for the students, but it just turns into an opportunity for them to know. We did a lot of stories about happy moments. We did a staff exchange with the theme of a golden moment during our empathy week. So it's really just about getting the students to understand one another through these stories.
Yeah, and I was just looking up Narrative 4. So it was set up in the States, and our own Colin McCann, writer Colin McCann, was one of the co-founders.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Colin McCann and Lisa Consiglio, the two co-founders, visited our school last Thursday to present us officially with the award. And it was just such an exciting day in the school community. I mean, the kids were absolutely over the moon. They just thought it was brilliant getting to speak to Colin, getting to speak to Lisa, and getting to speak to Laura from Narrative 4 as well, who's their programme coordinator in Ireland. And we really got a chance to talk to Colin and Lisa about why it was all set up in the first place and what the origins of Narrative 4 actually were. And I think Colin phrased this very nicely in that he said, really, in times that are so divided, what we need more is understanding. We don't necessarily have to like or agree with somebody's opinion or somebody's idea or somebody's story, but just helping young people to see that understanding is the key to building bridges between groups and communities and different people.
So is empathy something you're born with, or can you learn empathy?
So the scientists would say that there are that we have some predispositions to it, particularly as humans. I think a massive part of who we are is telling stories. That's what makes us, that separates us from animals. But really with it, it is something that we're encouraging young people that they can learn. So at the moment at Junior Cycle, as part of the wellbeing course, we actually teach empathy to first, second and third years. So we teach them things like active listening skills.
Yes.
We teach them how to engage in a conversation. I had my first session with a class today and they were excellent, the ideas that they came up with. Just helping them to understand that this is something that they can work on if they find themselves maybe, particularly post-COVID, Ray, you know, a lot of these students struggled a lot during that time, and giving them that opportunity to build those skills that they might not have had the chance to do is really exciting for us.
Yeah, and like these are real solid life skills. I'm thinking as well about critical thinking, which I believe has been piloted in some secondary schools around the country. That's also a good thing. And you know, that question is often asked. And of course, if you're doing engineering or something like that, you will be using algebra. But that's the poor algebra gets a really bad knock, doesn't it?
It gets a tough time. Just like Shakespeare, it gets a bit of a tough time outside of the classroom as well. But I understand.
But you know, nobody can say to you, I'll never use empathy. Yes, you will. You'll use it every day. That's the thing about it, isn't it?
100%.
Sinead's been on. Not surprised Santa Sabina won that award. I left that school 40 years ago. It was always a lovely school, says Sinead. So that's nice.
That's brilliant. And we were actually only discussing that today, how there was very much a foundation for it within the school. The environment is incredibly positive and the staff and students are fantastic. So it's a great place to be.
So where do you go now? You've gold. Is that it? You've the empathy sword. You should move on to something else. Is that it?
This is it. Well, no. So what happens, Ray, because we're the first school to get the gold award, we had to develop a gold empathy charter. So we've kind of made a promise to Narrative 4 of initiatives that we'll continue to do in the school forever, essentially, so that we continue to facilitate one staff exchange per year, that every trained facilitator in the school would also do a story exchange with one group per year. We're looking at doing some community initiatives next year as well. If there are any organizations that would like to get involved and pair up with the school for us, we're always really interested in getting the students out to meet more people as well. So we're very much committed to keeping this going and making it part of Santa Sabina for a long time to come.
Brilliant. Alex Murphy, congratulations again. Santa Sabina Dominican College in Sutton celebrating today as they're the first school in the world to be recognised with a gold award for empathy. Thanks, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.